This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
About the way it happened. Larry Richard with a special guest, Gina Venzel, who I've known for many years, co-founder of Plant Media Project, and also sits on the board of the SSDP. Gina, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
What is the SSDP for those that don't know?
That's the Students for Sensible Drug Policy. We actually just got back from D.C. where we were fighting for cannabis legalization on the federal level.
And that said, as you know, Monday, the Pennsylvania House Committee approved a 173-page bill to legalize recreational cannabis use. There's some controversy involved in how this happened. I'm not asking you to reflect on that. We're going to talk to Dan Frankel here in a few minutes. However, this is another step closer, but there's still a ways to go, right?
Well, I am going to reflect on that because, you know, good bills don't need smoke and mirrors, Larry. And this was pretty sneaky. I mean, we need to gain trust with the GOP. We certainly need some sort of bipartisan support to get anything through our Senate. And so because this bill was dropped very quickly and pushed within 24 hours, it's not really creating the support that we need in a bipartisan way to push this. And there's a lot of things that we don't really want in this bill. I was really hoping, you know, coming back from D.C. all fired up about cannabis policy reform, I was hoping to come home and get this great news. But really taking a look at the bill and diving into it, it's really not what we hoped for. I mean, the fact that this is a state store-run model, I mean, what does the PLCB know about cannabis?
I don't know. Where else?
I don't know either. I mean, I see cannabis as a plant medicine. So it's hard for me to consider using a medicine through a state store model run by our liquor control board. We have so many people in this community that truly understand the nuances of building businesses within these this highly regulated market. And it just feels that this bill really misses the mark. It doesn't even have DUI protections. And we know that cannabis stays in people's systems long after they consume. So if someone were to get pulled over, even after this bill is legalized, they could potentially get a DUI. And this just does not protect Pennsylvanians in the way that we had hoped.
So that said, it seems like a step back then in a couple of different ways from what you had hoped would happen. And we're still apparently a long way from this actually being legalized.
I think so. I mean, there's a Representative Emily Kincaid, along with who's a Democrat, and Representative Abby Major, a Republican, had this bipartisan memo that they put out. And I really, in my heart, feel that what's going to happen, because this bill was rushed, because, you know, both Democrats and Republicans did not have time to read through all the nuances in this bill to understand it's not really what we want. I think even if the House, you know, votes it in, it's going to die in the Senate. And then what does that mean? Well, maybe Representative Kincaid's memo, which will be bipartisan when it becomes a bill, that actually has independent regulation. So it would be run by its own board. It would not be run by the PLCB. This is the bill that we want. This is the bill that protects Pennsylvanians, although it's just a memo yet. So what I think may happen is if this bill dies in the Senate, because we have lost any trust with the GOP, you know, presenting this bill so quickly in the way that it was. If it dies, then there's the potential that the conversation of cannabis is still moving forward, and this bipartisan bill could potentially gain the trust necessary by Republicans in our state to feel that there's an approach to legalization that benefits all Pennsylvanians.
How many states now have recreational cannabis?
There are 24 other states that have already legalized adult-use cannabis, and that's all around us in Pennsylvania except West Virginia. So we are surrounded by states where folks are, you know, driving across state lines, breaking federal law to do so just to be able to purchase cannabis in a more affordable way. And so we know that our state has to do something. And believe me, we've been talking on this show for how many years about how much I truly want our state to get on the right side of history and to legalize cannabis. But we have to think about the long term and how these decisions now will affect how this program runs and will affect Pennsylvanians for years to come. So we don't need to rush into this process. We need to find the right bill that protects all people. And I do not believe that this bill that's being rushed through is the bill for us.
All right, we're going to ask Representative Dan Frankel about that coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
I'll be tuning in, Larry. I can't wait to hear because, you know, the whole part of this was that, you know, the last six testimonies were before new members and patients and community members were not allowed to participate in this one. And so there were a lot of prominent black and brown cannabis groups in Harrisburg yesterday when this bill was introduced, and they did not know about it. It was happenstance that they were even able to hear that this was happening and then were able to attend to tune in. This was not open to the community as well as it was a surprise to members of the House. And we don't need this kind of sneaky tactics when we're talking about the ways in which cannabis can support people's health and how this plant can help rejuvenize our communities and revitalize our economy. We don't want to do this in a sneaky, quick way. We want to do it together and united and something that PA can be proud of.
On the federal level, any movement to having it declassified as a Schedule I and eventually legalized?
Well, we hope so. I mean, the Students for Sensible Drug Policy was a part of the largest bipartisan cannabis coalition in history, and we went to the Hill this past week. We had every single member of the House of Representatives and Senate with our folders that were a unified connection of saying three things. We want to deschedule cannabis, we want to release all nonviolent cannabis prisoners, and we want to expunge all records. There's 11 different bills that we presented, and so there's a lot of opportunity for us to do something at the federal level. But we can protect ourselves here in PA by creating a bill that would really support what we need in our home state. And, you know, I'm just not sure how this bill is going to work. I mean, when you think about Pennsylvania state storm model, it really raises some legal questions regarding federal law. Because if cannabis, as it remains, is a classified Schedule I substance, it's really exposing our state to some potential legal risks.
Gina Wenzel, co-founder of Plant Media, I will follow up. Well, stay tuned. You're going to hear what Representative Frankel has to say about it.
I will be staying tuned.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Larry.